This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand, and today I have with me a very special guest, Prateek Oswal, who is the head of passive funds business at Motilal Oswal Asset Management Company. Well, welcome to the podcast, Prateek.
Thank you, Shatish. Great to be here, and look forward to having a discussion with you.
Right. Well, Prateek, first question I want to put it across to you is that, there's an age-old saying which says, don't put all eggs in one basket. And this is something which most investors would relate to now, you know, especially at a time when there is mayhem on D Street. So how can investors diversify their risk at this point in time?
Yes, so there is a very old school saying called, don't put your eggs in one basket. What that means is that, investors should ideally diversify their investments across different securities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for example, an investor is only saying, he's only sort of, have exposure to four or five securities, then that is extremely risky because, you never know where the markets go, you never know where the stocks go. So stock security risk actually is quite high when you hold a low number of investments. So, which is why I think it's important to diversify your portfolio into a number of securities.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned so far is that I think the optimum number of securities that someone needs to have in his portfolio is around 30.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 gives you good diversification.
Right.
And which is why I think mutual funds have been very popular in India.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think most mutual funds today hold at least a minimum of 30 securities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is why I think a lot of investors today prefer investing via the mutual fund route and not the stock route. That's basically where the saying comes from. But in terms of, this podcast, what I would like to sort of, point upon is the importance of, not really putting all your eggs in one basket, because what we've also seen, if you've seen the big crisis,
right.
You've seen the 2008 crisis, if you've seen the dot-com boom, or I mean today,
mm-hmm.
The problem is that, when you have all your money in just, stocks or mutual funds,
mm-hmm.
They all sort of go down together, regardless of how many securities you have today, someone with one mutual fund or even 10 mutual funds today, I think regardless of its large cap or small cap or a multi cap, all goes down together.
Right.
So how is an investor, sort of hedged, or how does he deal with this high correlation during negative scenarios?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, I'd like to talk about the importance of, buying multiple baskets, which is now becoming super common all across the world, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's starting to creep into India as well.
Yes. Well, in fact, adding to that answer, Prateek, and well said, it is really heartening to see that strong SIP flows. It's coming month after month. And like you already, highlighted upon about the mutual funds, and, normally mutual funds hold on about 30 stocks in their portfolio. Now, investors today hold multiple mutual funds at this point in time, including me probably, but each with over 50 stocks each. Now, does it make sense at all?
Yeah, so if you look at data, let me first talk about the mutual fund sort of information. So
sure.
An ideal customer is buying a mutual fund which has around 30 or 40 or maybe 60 stocks
mm-hmm.
in total. And if you're combining all of those mutual funds together, you're basically buying the market. You're buying the market. And if you think about it, most people today
mm-hmm.
would ideally have, say, 4 to 6 mutual funds on average in this
mm-hmm.
portfolio.
Yes.
And if you combine all of that together,
uh-huh.
at any point of time, 3 will do well, 3 will do badly.
Right.
So, so the thing is that, I think investors should have understood that, I think it's important to have some sort of market risk in their portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what that means is to have some allocation to, say, passive funds, index funds, ETFs, whatever it is, because
mm-hmm.
that really helps them, it's really good because, number one, there's no churn in that portfolio. So
okay.
they can hold these funds for a very long time, and
right.
they can choose in relation to their risk profile and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to understand that, investors shouldn't overinvest in funds.
Mm-hmm.
Having more than 4 to 6 funds is something that I won't recommend, because ultimately you're just, diversifying even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think studies have shown that, I think diversification of more than, I would say, 30 or 40 stocks doesn't really yield extra results.
Right.
So that is where the mutual funds come in. In terms of SIPs, I think it's actually quite encouraging that SIP flows are still maintaining. And, I'll be honest, I have seen SIPs sort of going down at least over the last couple of months. And
mm-hmm.
that is actually a little bit concerning, because, I have to tell all investors that, do not stop your SIPs.
Right,
So what we've seen is that an investor who only invests in SIPs in the bull run and not in the bear run
mm-hmm.
is actually destroying value for himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very bad for his portfolio. In fact, the whole point about SIPs is to invest across market cycles.
Right, right.
You know, what I've learned is that, you know, risk is short term, but return is long term. I think it's important to understand that, you know, even though people have seen panic in the markets today, or people have seen a lot of drawdowns, or value being lost at say 20-30%, if you're doing an SIP, you should not worry, you know, because we've seen over the last 20-30-40 years, you know, the US has seen a couple of world wars. You know, you've seen a lot of events that are a lot more severe than what you're seeing right now. But it's important that if you're doing an SIP, the whole point is to invest in up markets as well as down markets. And investors should not worry, because they will eventually, you know, if they continue their investments, be able to make money over the long term.
Absolutely. Well, nicely put, Pratik, here that investors have to put in money in both the cycle when the market is going up as well as when the market is going down. Coming to the next question is that mutual funds, you know, do solve the problem of diversification and also make it easier for investors to access equity returns without having to worry about which stock to buy or to sell. But, you know, is that enough? And, you know, well, I'm sure data suggests otherwise, but the problem with bear market is that regardless of how diversified someone's equity portfolio is, a big crash could actually affect everyone. And some, you've already highlighted this in your previous example or previous answer, but if you can throw more light on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, there is this concept called asset allocation, you know, which is something that is now, I think, globally respected and globally followed by all investors.
Right.
And what that basically means is that, you know, you have the traditional saying of, you know, don't put your eggs in one basket. I would say the new philosophy should be buy multiple baskets. So what does that mean? Buying multiple baskets means buying multiple asset classes.
Okay.
So equity is just one asset class.
Right.
What investors should ideally do is that, you know, they should also add other asset classes such as debt, such as commodities like gold, for example, and also international diversification, because what that does is that really like lowers the volatility of the portfolio and also make sure that, you know, at a portfolio level, you're not at that big a loss. You know, so just, so how does this translate to numbers? I'll just give you a simple example. You know, if, say, 15 years ago, an investor put, say, he put 25% of his money in equity, 25% in, say, debt, 25% in cash or liquid, for and 25% in gold. Okay, and if he just simply rebalanced it at the January of every year, you know, very simple rebalancing, you come back to your 25% for each asset class.
Right.
That investor, if he'd invested for 15 years, had made a positive income on every single year. Even in 2008 crisis, when the markets were down 60% or between 50-60%, that investor at a portfolio level only made a loss of 1% or maybe less than 1%.
Okay.
So what that means is that, you know, I think, and I think what that means is if you're holding multiple baskets, you're actually lowering your volatility of your portfolio and you're still getting equity returns. So even though this investor has only put in 25% of his money in equity, the returns for this would be between 10-11%, which I think is pretty respectable if you think about it. Okay. So I think the idea here is that, you know, I think today investors should practice asset allocation, you know, should have an allocation of equities, but also have a combination of other asset classes. And one asset class that I would like to talk about is international investing today.
Yes. You know,
so that is, because that's relatively new. And that is, I think, becoming a lot more important.
Right.
And the reason why investors should have an allocation there is because, you know, just to give you an example, you know, if an investor bought the Nifty 500, which is basically the entire stock market of India, say 10 years ago, you know, that investor, so, and if this investor was sitting in the US, his returns the last 10 years would have been 0.8% CAGR.
Okay.
That's it.
You
know, whereas an Indian investor would make between maybe 10-12% CAGR.
Okay.
So the problem with India right now is that, you know, all your investing or, like you obviously making returns, but on a global basis, you know, today the problem is that, you know, we're not really buying Maruti cars. We're buying Apple iPhones, we're buying Hyundai cars.
Yes.
You know, so a lot of our spending is happening in dollars, but income is happening in rupees.
In rupees. Okay.
So I think just to give an example, that is one example of one diversification. The other one that is really something investors should look at is gold. You know, gold, if you look at it, you know, over the last say 20-30 years, it's not really given crazy returns. You know, I think it's been subpar. I mean, obviously it's been a limelight last year because of how much it's grown.
Yes.
So I think what gold has done is actually provide a great downside protection on equities during value. So if you look at gold, say in 10 years ago in 2008 crisis, if you look at gold in 2013 or even today,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gives you a lot of protection from the losses that happen in equity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole overall, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, investors should have an asset allocation, should rebalance it. And rebalancing is where, you know, a true investor really stands out.
Right.
Because,
right.
you know, just imagine, you know, you're down 60% in, say, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your equity portfolio is down 60%, right? And just because of pure rebalancing, you know, you have to basically, 2009, you have to put in a lot of money to, you know, make sure that the allocation goes back to 25%.
Right.
You know, and vice versa. Imagine 2007, mm-hmm. your equity allocation mm-hmm. has grown some 50% and you have to reduce that.
Right.
So most Absolutely. Investors will be like, boss, you know, why should I sell? My equity is doing so well. But that's the discipline that needs to be inculcated to the customer over the years. And I think that rebalancing makes sure that, you know, you're not overpaying, or you're making sure that you're not overexposed to equity
Absolutely.
When it's riding high or whatever it is.
Well, nicely put, Pratik, here that rebalancing is key to, you know, maintain a healthy portfolio, or at least healthy at all times and can weather all seasons. So that is definitely Absolutely. Something which investors should keep in mind. And the last question, you know, so what is your message to investors? I'm sure we've discussed enough, but from your experience and, you know, at a time, especially when the portfolios are down, let's say 40 to 50%, what is your message to investors?
Absolutely. So my message would be very simple, is to not sell. You know, I think it's very important to not convert paper losses into real losses.
Uh-huh.
You know, everyone today talks about the power of compounding.
Right.
The power of compounding is something that everybody sort of understands philosophically or theoretically, but, you know, practically the problem is that, you know, when you're, the greed and fear takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And today, a lot of people, in fact, you know, mutual fund inflows are now almost close to stop, which is quite, mm-hmm. and a lot of people I see are moving money from, say, mutual funds, mm-hmm. say, liquid funds, overnight
mm-hmm.
funds,
mm-hmm.
which is basically really bad, because, you know, what most people don't talk about is that the power of compounding breaks,
mm-hmm.
you know, sell at a loss.
Yes.
You know, the power of compounding works only if you don't make losses. You know, so Warren Buffett, you know, I think his famous saying, you know, rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two is don't forget rule number one.
Absolutely.
That is extremely important to me. And I think I mean, and we've seen this time and again, you know, every 7 to 10 years, you know, you have a crisis. Obviously this time it's a very external crisis, but I think, you never know where the world is headed. So I think, you know, as an equity investor,
right.
you have to accept the risk that comes with equity investing. And I think if you're not okay with losing your money in the short term, say 50%, then I think you should think about, you know, maybe lowering your risk profile, maybe having a higher allocation to, say, debt and lower equity. But that obviously is something that investors can choose. So I think that is number one. You know, don't sell at losses, because that's where compounding breaks.
Right.
And number two is your risk profile.
Mm.
You know, so I think the problem is that, you know, now a lot of people in bull markets become very aggressive.
Right.
And bear markets become very conservative.
Very conservative, you know? Absolutely.
So, And you can see the trend, right? So now everyone's talking about dynamic asset allocation, or, you know, I mean, everyone's talking about, you know, balanced fund, all
of that. Right.
Because, you know, balanced fund tend to do better in bear markets or downward markets than like pure equity focus funds. So I think, it's important to understand that, you know, you should invest based on your risk profile and nothing else. If someone is able to take that 30-40%, 50% sort of downside in the short term, obviously, then he or she should ideally, you know, go for a higher equity allocation.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone is not okay with that, someone can then maximum take the 10 or 20%, you know, then your equity allocation should come down. And ideally, investors should see all of it as a portfolio, not as individual components.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is very important, because, you know, I think, because if you see it individually, then people will churn portfolios, they will churn mutual funds,
right.
sell that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, and I think as we've seen, you know, most investors tend to chase returns, which again is something which, you know, doesn't really yield to sort of the returns that we expect to make based on the past track record. So I would say, you know, hold on to your investments, you know, regardless if it's a good fund manager, if it's a good AMC,
Absolutely.
You know, and so it's just hold on, because, you know, it's almost impossible to have one fund or any fund outperforming all the time, you know, year over year. So I think the idea should be, you know, stay invested, don't do anything. You know, the best advice. So my job is to basically go out there and tell people to do nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So stay put, and I mean, this is a ride, and obviously, I think the good thing is that, you know, these guys give you an opportunity. So anyone investing today will be super happy in a few years' time. Very happy.
Absolutely. Well, wonderful message here, Prateek, and stay put. That's the word coming out from Prateek here. Well, thank you, Prateek, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay, log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. And again, thank you so much for your time, Prateek.